took out a couple of pews, you know, for the service. That's a lot further for me to have to walk. And also, they made me sing again. And now I can't even get, if they do dull songs, it'd be all right, all right? But that just ain't working. Turn your Bible, if you brought it, I hope you have. I want to read a little bit out of the book of John. The 11th chapter of the book of John. I have been in this passage of Scripture, used multiple messages out of this Scripture. The passage that we're going to read is an amazing thing about the resurrecting power of the Lord. It's amazing. I wish I could spend the time and talk about it, but we're going the else direction. But when the Lord resurrected Lazarus, it was a token that we're not going to remain in that grave. Amen. Now, I like when Jesus was resurrected. That sealed us up. We're in good shape, all right? But boy, ain't you proud whenever he said, Lazarus, come forth? And you probably heard messages on if he hadn't have cried out Lazarus and just told, come forth, everybody'd come forth. You've heard that. That even makes good sense to me. And you've also heard about, Lord, if you just only been here, he wouldn't have died. You know, you've heard great messages on that. And how that we think the Lord can do everything, and he can. There's not a thing in this world God can't do. But what he does, sometimes we're going to go through things, and it's going to be for our good. The Scripture tells us all things work together for good. Now, there's a whole bunch of those things that happen to us daily that we don't particularly like, but it's for our good. It's for our good. We're going to read just a few passages that we've already kind of talked about, so I won't have to talk about them. I'm getting to a spot that I want to get to. So if you brought your Bible, the 11th chapter of the book of John, verse 23 is where I want to start. When Jesus said, he said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection in the last day. That meant she had had enough, and I'm going to use it this way, even though it's not correct. She had enough Bible knowledge to know. She knew what me and you know. Me and you know that there's going to be a resurrection in that last day. Hey, we can't wait for when the Lord comes and calls us out. So she knew. But what else did she know? Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise in the resurrection in the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Now he adds to this, believest thou this? Before we go further, here's what me and you need to hear. Jesus made a statement, and that statement stands true. That statement will never alter nor change. His word is established. But what happens is not everybody believes that. There are people that are present that don't believe in this resurrection called Jesus. There are people that are in this world right now that will go all the way up and die at death's door and will not believe. And if you know what happens when you don't believe, hell's going to be your home. He doesn't call anybody. You know, the terminology we kind of call things. Friend, he doesn't call anybody. You're not going to be saved because who you are, what you are. You're only going to be saved because of what Jesus did and your belief or trust in Him. You can't claim religion. You can't claim, oh, I go to church. I'm a church member. You can't claim I go to church every Sunday and think that'll get you to heaven. No, sir. If you don't believe, you're not going. You're not going. Let's read on just a little bit. She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister secretly, saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. I want to skip over, please, just a few more verses. I don't want to read it all. Verse number 32 now. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, this is very key now as we get to the message. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Verse 34, and said, where have ye laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. And I pray, God, you help us today. Oh, God, move upon the hearts and souls of men. God, if there be one lost in this service, God, today will be the day that Holy Spirit speaks. And they yield to that guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit. Lead us now and have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to call your attention to what Jesus said. Where have you laid him? Now that is a statement that just kind of, we kind of read over it and read over it really, really quick. We kind of read, well, the Lord did not know where Lazarus was. That's what we would read into it. We would read, say, well, wait a minute, I thought the Lord knows everything. He does. The Bible says he knows the thoughts. And then he says he knows the intents. He knows the intent of the heart. He knows things like if I've got good actions or notions in mind that I'm going to do a good deed and it may not come to pass. God knowed my heart whether I was going to do right or was going to do wrong. So you think there's something like this the Lord did not know? Do you think for one moment that right here, he did not know where Lazarus was? I have to think a little bit about some scriptures. Is the Lord ever surprised at what happens? Hey, he wasn't surprised in this whole ordeal. If you remember, we didn't even read it, but if you remember the story, Jesus and his disciples, they sent messengers and said, hey, Jesus, you've got to come. Lazarus is going to die. Hey, he's very sick. We need you now. Come right now. And you know what Jesus did? He stayed. He tarried. He wasn't in no hurry. He told his disciples, we're in no hurry. In my old terminology, we ain't no hurry. We got time. See, God knows. God knows you and God knows me. And he knew where Lazarus was buried. He knew. I go back to the Old Testament, and Abraham one day was traveling, and Sarah, his wife, became sick, and she died. And he went, and he bought this piece of ground in this cave, and that's where he buried Sarah. Now, it may not sound like much, but Abraham needed to know where Sarah was going to be buried. And he did, the people offered to be able to tell Abraham, for what you've done for us, we're going to give you this piece of ground. Nope, wasn't going to have it. He bought that piece of ground. Now, that may not sound like much, does it? But you know, in Abraham's mind, when he was fulfilling the promise of God, and remember Abraham, the father of faith, Abraham that believed God, trusted God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness, that same Abraham, in his mind and in his heart, he had to know where Sarah was buried. Now watch. A little bit later on, Abraham died. You know where they buried Abraham? Right beside Sarah. Now, that may not sound like much, but you know what? Abraham's son said, you know what? We're going to put daddy right beside mama. Kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it? But that wasn't enough. That wasn't the whole case. Because in an earthly life that we have, we visit gravesides on Decoration Day. That's not as common as it used to be. But whenever you'd have Decoration Day, you'd go out there and you'd put flowers on that grave. And you, if you was any kind of person at all, you know what you'd do? You'd reminisce while you were there. We got family members in our own family that we don't get to go to some of their graves, distant graves and distant areas, may not get to travel. But if you ever get to go and you sit there and you see that name, you'll reminisce what your relationship was with that person. Uncle, aunt, brother, sister, whatever it was, whatever relation, you would reminisce. Abraham's son buried daddy right beside mama. I wonder where Abraham's son was buried. You know. You know where Abraham's son's wife was buried? You know. In fact, there were more than 2, 3, 4, 5, there were 6 people that we know of that are going to be buried or are buried at that site. And you know what that really means? That means that people knew where Abraham and Sarah were buried. And those people was that family. Now you listen. I believe I'm in the family of God. I believe I'm in the family of God. I believe what the scripture says, I'm an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ. It doesn't matter what my last name is here. That don't mean anything. No, sir. What matters is my name's written and recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's what matters. It's not what my name is that matters. It's because it's recorded. Now watch this. When this all took place here with Jesus, and he took place with this dear brother dying, we like to think, well, what are we going to do? Every one of us will go all the way up to the grave, but that is far as we can go. And we will visit gravesides on a normal daily type basis. We will go and we will visit and we will reminisce. And if we think for one moment that Jesus did not know where they had laid him, we're all wrong. He knew. But I want to show you what we do. The Bible tells us that one day in the future, one day, listen to me very carefully, one day in the future, we're all going to leave this world, maybe one by one right now. But one day in the very near future, the Lord is going to come back and the trump of God will sound and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now, the Bible is very clear on that. There's no deviate. The dead in Christ will rise first. And then we, which are alive, that remain, we're going to be called up. Now, we all like that. And man, we rejoice every time we read it. You know why? Because that's where we go. And that's as far as we can go, humanly speaking. Man, we can't go. We can't get any more spiritual than right there. That's as far as we can go. Now, if we start talking in old human conversation, it'll all have to end right there because our power stops. And I'm going to call it at the grave. That's as far as we can go. We go to the grave and visit and do and reminisce, but that's as far as we can go.
But now in this particular statement, Jesus comes back and Jesus said, where have you laid him? I know he was human. I know he wept in that next verse. I know all of that. But let me say this. We're talking about never dying. What do you mean never dying? You know I believe John 3:16. You know I believe that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. But friend, when it comes to the old human body perspective, when those old human body gives up and quits breathing, it's going to pass from this world. There's appointed unto me and wants to die. I know I'm going to die. And unless the Lord comes back, I'm going to die very, very soon. Now watch this. It's all right to weep. And that's exactly what Jesus did. But what Jesus did also, he knew where he was, but he wanted them to tell him. Now, let me get you to something that I want you to think about. How important is it to know when you die, and how important is it to know how you die? We can go to any grave, and I'm telling you, I'm the world's worst at this, that I can go to any of my own family members, and I can go right up there to their grave. And you know, I will miss it on when they die. I'll miss it. They say, well, when did they die? Well, they died on so-and-so date, and so-and-so. You go up there, no, missed it. You know why? I'll do humanly speaking, but God knows exactly when I die. Okay, I don't want to end it there. How I die. You might die by cancer. You might die by a car wreck. And all, that's not the how. That's not the how I'm talking about. The how I'm talking about is what you really, the condition you're in. The condition. Not physical, but spiritual. See, the spiritual condition, the spiritual, don't you think that if Jesus was really concerned about the soul of Lazarus, because you know, a message or two before that I've used this on, I'll let you know, I know that Lazarus was saved. I know. God's not going to bring a lost man back. No, sir. Friend of mine, God tells us all, if you're lost, you get one opportunity. If you don't accept Christ and you turn it aside, friend, God's not going to bring you back from the dead to get you saved, all right? You're going to believe it now or not? Whenever he brought back Lazarus, he already knew his condition. And he already knew where he was going to go. And friend, when God knows that, when God knows that, me and you ought to know that also. If you're lost today without God and you're at the point of death, you say, well, preacher, I don't know when I'm going to die. None of us do. But friend of mine, when it comes to the grave, you better be ready, because the Bible said, therefore be you also ready for such hour you think not. That's when he comes. Let me repeat that. When you think not, that's when he's going to come. And if you're not prepared, I believe the Lord would have hurried up and got back and talked to Lazarus before he, hey, I'm going to give you one more chance. But there was no reason to hurry. But where am I going to do? What am I going to do? Friend of mine, what am I going to do when it comes to death's door? When I come to death's door, am I going to go alone? Or is somebody going to go with me? Am I going to cross over this chilly waters alone? Will I not have somebody there to hold my hand? Because here's the part. If the Lord didn't know where he was, he wouldn't have known how to take him by the hand. But because he knows, he may have said it, but he said it because of an earthly thing. I'm glad God works in the heavenly realm and not on this earthly thing. I'm glad that whenever he talks about that other world, he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And friend, when God says he'll never leave you nor forsake you, he'll never leave you. You may not feel like you've got nobody with you. You may not see them, but God's already there. Oh, thank God that he's already there. I won't die alone. Oh, if you'd have been here, Jesus, our brother wouldn't have died. Friend of mine, he didn't die. He just quit breathing in an earthly body. He didn't die. When Jesus got to that graveside and called him forward, it was just like saying, I saw you when you went yonder, I was there with you, and when you come back, I'm right here, the same spot. You had never left me. Friend of mine, there's going to come a day when these old eyeballs that can't see, because all I can see is a graveyard. But one day, these old eyeballs are not going to see the graveyard. They're not going to see the grave. They're not going to see the tombstone. Friend of mine, they're going to see the one that calls us home. That's the one I'll be able to see. Where have you laid him? They never thought about it one bit. And they said, come on, we're going to show you. So when they got there, you have to go back just for a moment. Please give me a moment. You have to go back for a moment. When Mary said, and we said it just a week or so ago back, who's going to roll a stone away? You got to like that. How are we going to get this stone rolled away? You got to like that. You know, whenever Jesus got to where he was, you know, there was no barriers in the way, because what Jesus said, Lazarus come forth, and Lazarus came forward. There is no barriers in the way. No. There's nothing able to hold us down. Not a thing. There ain't a rock. There ain't 6 foot of dirt. There ain't anything else you can name can hold you down when Jesus calls you. Not a thing. The power of mankind cannot hold that body down. But simple little words like Lazarus come forth gets you out of that ground. Then he says, loose him and let him go. Was that heavenly or was that earthly? It was earthly. Because, friend, he was free from death whenever Jesus called him. But them old things on this old, them old things that was covering that outside may have been kind of holding and restricting. But Jesus said, oh, he's going to come back on this side again, so turn him back loose. He's going to be here a little while longer. Now, let me tell you this. Just as sure as I'm not going to be held down when Jesus calls, there's not a thing that's going to hold me back earthly-wise that can hold me. Not a grave clothes, not a casket, not a vault, not cremation, not any other means necessary. When God calls me home, I'll be let go. Now, I'll end with this, and I want you to hear me. Hear me well. When Jesus went to the tomb, he asked the question, where have you laid him? I already told you he'd been already there. But I got news for you. That ain't the last time that he will visit the old cemetery spots. When the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain will be called up. Friend, there's going to be grave visiting all over this world. But only for the saved. I'm very careful when I go visit cemeteries. I try not to step on any grave. It's just a respect thing. I try. Many times you can't because of so many. But on that day, when the resurrection power takes place, there'll be a lot of graves left untouched. The dirt will still be as it was. The mausoleum will still be as it was. The cremation vase, or vase, however you want to call it, it'll be still as it was. It will not be disturbed because God does not know those that are in the grave. You mean that's impossible, preacher? God knows everybody. God calls you today, but He may not know you tomorrow. He will know me forever, but you that are lost, He may pass you by. Remember the thing that was told to Judas. It would have been better for that man to have never been born. It'd be better for you to never been born if you don't get saved. You know how hard that is to say? Because you have a heart, a loving heart, a caring heart. You care for other folks. But you have no love or care for Jesus. If you would give Him the time of day, you'd find out, friend, He loves you more than anybody else in this world. Does the Lord know where you're going to be buried? Does He know where you're going to be buried? May I ask you this other question and we'll close. He loves you and died for you. Wouldn't you at least say, Lord, would you help me before my time is gone? He's willing to save you today if you'll come. Brother Greg, a song of invitation. Where have they laid Him? They didn't know. Where have you laid Him? They didn't know. He didn't know. And they were directed Him right to the tomb. He just was silently letting them do their thing. Right now, He's letting you do your thing. He will not force you to be saved. He'll not force you to walk down the aisle. He'll not force you to pray at an altar. It's by choice. And if you want to be saved, you'll come to Him, knowing the free pardon of sin. Let's stand to our feet. God's speaking to you. You come.